That's really simple, right?
It's very simple. So what we have done is we have asked you all to hashtag Youngevity at the end of every single one of your posts. Do you have a question about that? I just want to make sure I understand something. We just fully explained how a hashtag is used for a search engine. Do you not understand exactly what it is that we just explained?
I understood in the message.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
The word Youngevity.
So yes, put it in your caption. Put it in your caption.
Never into comments. Comments do not count anywhere and they're not searchable. So you want to make sure that it's in your actual post up above, but not in comments.
So now here's a good website that you can go to if you want
up
to find
your
the
picture.
Key.
The picture that you're posting. Do you ever put a picture up? Well, then that's why your question's difficult.
Would you guys like a resource to find the best hashtags in the world that are the most popular that people are searching? Go to this website. It's super simple. It's called www.hashtagify.me. So hashtagify.me. hashtagify.me. Wow, that you guys did that just to mess with me. If you go to that website and what you do is on the search box, you type in health, what it will do, this is really cool, and it'll help you, you know, get more prospects on your post. Is it'll tell you all the other keywords, all the other hashtag words that you can use that are related to health. So like it'll tell you hashtag fitness is also another one that you can use in your post to get even more people that are searching fitness, trying to find fitness posts out there in the world. Hashtag exercise.
I only have 3 minutes and I've still got to get them to, I got to get them to connect. So hashtag Youngevity. He's giving you all these other things. I only have one mission, everybody. I need everybody hashtagging Youngevity before you think about hashtagging anything else. All right? It's the number one social media mission that we've been on. And you guys have been doing a great job, and we've been awarding perks for it. The next mission you need to do is you need to create a Twitter account. And I post that onto Facebook all the time, and I get a lot of, I don't want to do two things at once. We need you to create a Twitter account. And then you're going to do one last step. You're going to Google. We're not even going to like help you get through it all today. You're going to Google, how do I connect my Facebook to Twitter? Google is going to give you the three simple steps so you can instantly do it on your phone. And now everything that you're posting on Facebook will automatically post onto Twitter. And that's where that hashtag...
So you're getting twice the work done with the same amount of effort.
And
basically,
we are getting the credit on Twitter for that hashtag Youngevity that we so desperately want the world sharing. So we need to up our hashtag movement onto Twitter. The only way I can do that is to get all of you Facebookers in here to link a Twitter account to it. I'm not asking you to do Twitter. I think Twitter's fabulous. I didn't join it until about 8 months ago. I love it. I love it because of all the Youngevity people I have met who are not on Facebook. All right? It's like the people who buy 2% milk don't talk to the people who buy whole percent milk, right? You got Twitter people not talking to Facebook people and vice versa. I found a whole new circle of friends on Twitter who are sharing the Youngevity message on Twitter. But we could get potential national recognition if we can get our whole Youngevity nation hashtagging Youngevity onto Twitter. All right? Can everybody Google, how do I connect my Facebook to Twitter?
It's not link, it's connect.
Link or connect. Doesn't matter
either way.
What you use. But Google will give you those super easy steps to
better
do
than
it.
We could explain it.
Better
for
than
sure.
We can explain it. It's right there for you visually. And now you really are feeding the world the Youngevity message. Michelle, you've been so patient, my love.
This is something that whole
We did talk about that a little bit earlier. So about 10 minutes ago, we talked about how you can search for Youngevity in the search bar of Facebook, and everyone's posts about Youngevity will come up in that. Michelle's reiterating that. You can search Youngevity in the search bar of Facebook, and everybody who has been posting about Youngevity will come up. Yes. Okay. I have a personal opinion to that. That's going to be my standard answer today. You know what my personal opinion is to everything on Facebook, Twitter, social media? Build yourself. Stop trying to come up with the best company name you can come up with, because at the end of the day, I'm looking for Deborah Burnoff. I am not looking for Body, Sex, and Business. I'm not looking for any of the other things that she, I'm sorry.
Not everybody knows that that's the name. Not everybody knows that's the name of Deborah's event. So that sounds really funny.
I'm looking for Deborah Burnoff. I'm looking for my friends by their names. And I have so many people who rack their head trying to come up with the best business name in the world, and then they have no idea how they're going to get that business name out to all their friends.
Yeah.
The core of our business is relationships, right? So you put it out there and they get
build
to know
yourself.
You.
I tell people every day, build you and make you the best possible brand you can be, and people will be attracted to that. So if you can get Twitter to somehow give you your name or any combination of your name, it's the best way to start. Seriously. Yes. Her question is it better to share from the news feed or to open it and then share it?
It
doesn't make
totally
any,
equal.
It doesn't make any difference.
It won't affect your results getting one better or the other.
And you don't know where it shared from. Yes, Karen.
Well,